The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From WLRN News, I'm Tim Padgett.
You can see the barn is completely destroyed.
Giancarlo Perez's family has a farm in Patillas, Puerto Rico.
Fruit trees over there, the star fruit, the breadfruit, it's all gone.
Patillas is a town of lush green hillside forest. It's called Puerto Rico's Emerald of the South, but it's close to where Hurricane Maria made landfall last month, and the winds were terrifying.
Like whistle. Some places call it the devil's whistle, but it was actually like a woman screaming, like,
That devil's whistle demolished many of Patillas's trees and houses and businesses, like Perez's fruit and livestock farm. His house came out okay, but like the rest of Patillas, it still has no electricity or running water. Gas and cell phone signals are scarce. The town's future feels bleak.
It's going to be like 2 or 3 years or more to be like it was.
Since Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, Perez is a U.S. citizen, and he admits the temptation to leave the island for the U.S. mainland is strong. He knows he'd do well in, say, South Florida. He's a bilingual teacher, fluent in Spanish and English, and he's entrepreneurial.
My uncle, he lives in Hialeah. He have called me. You can come here.
But Perez declines. The big, amiable man who coaches kids basketball in Patillas wants to stay.
I don't believe in leaving. I believe in Puerto Rico.
Perez believes in Puerto Rico, but he knows he's in the minority in Patillas, if not the whole island. Before the hurricane, Puerto Rico was suffering a catastrophic economic crisis. Now, locals estimate some 60% of Patillas' residents favor leaving. And that includes...
Lourdes Cosme.
Perez's wife.
Gracias.
Cosme admires her husband's devotion to Puerto Rico. She's an accountant who helps run her parents' hardware store, one of the few shops open in Patillas now. But she questions if staying is best for their two young children. It's a debate so many Puerto Rican households are having.
People feel hopeless. With the hurricane, we wake up every morning, worry about we will fail. I have two friends, they are doctors. They take the decision to leave Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago.
At the Patillas Middle School, where Cosme's husband teaches, the librarian has made that decision too. Melinda Arcaya already felt robbed of much of her pension by Puerto Rico's financial collapse. Now, with no air conditioning at night, her arms and face bear large mosquito bite sores.
Puerto Rico is a disaster. Me gustaría estar en Orlando, Florida.
I feel bad because this island is my home, but Puerto Rico is a disaster. I may go to Florida, Orlando. I'll take any job I can find.
Florida is the destination for most migrating Puerto Ricans today. Hundreds of thousands moved to the state during the economic crisis, and Florida's government estimates close to 75,000 have already arrived since the hurricane. Many are in demand, nurses, teachers, engineers, and that's spawning a new industry in Puerto Rico.
That's our main purpose, to find them a job over there in Florida.
Maite Texador is a San Juan attorney who represents the Puerto Rico human resources firm JHR Services. It now plans to branch out to place skilled Puerto Ricans with Florida companies, especially in South Florida.
There's more professional people going to South Florida than Central Florida. I know gynecologists and anesthesiologists that have moved to South Florida because they get paid more. Or we know that Fort Myers needs skilled workers in construction.
I came here with nothing. We lost everything in Puerto Rico.
Griselle Robles just got a nursing degree in Loíza, Puerto Rico. But the hurricane wrecked her property, and she can't find a job there now. So she, her paramedic husband, and baby daughter came to North Lauderdale, Florida, helped by the diaspora effort Adopt a Puerto Rican Family.
But emotionally, we were destroyed. But since Maria, I have no time to think. We just reacted. Too much people losing their work in Puerto Rico because of the hurricane.
Back here in Patillas, Giancarlo Perez hopes to convince his wife to bet on Puerto Rico's comeback, a revival he knows will require younger, skilled people like them. He has lived on the U.S. mainland before.
In Arkansas, in Mississippi, I know it's going to be hard here. We have to start all over again. But I don't want to leave Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is like a paradise.
But for now, a paradise abandoned for Florida. I'm Tim Padgett. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.